The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. This segment I'm doing all by myself, and I want to talk about a gentleman that I was I alive? Yes, I was alive, because he lived actually from 1907 to 1982. This, Hans Selye, and I actually have spent a lot of my career trying to figure out, with all due respect, how to say his last name appropriately, but it's Selye. So he, this lovely quote, I'm going to give you, every stress leaves an indelible scar, and the organism pays for its survival after a stressful situation by becoming a little older. When I read that, I was like, it's so true. And especially when I think about us in our modern day and the chronic compounded sort of strung together stressors that we have, my gosh, we are getting older quicker and it's not okay. All right. So let me talk to you about the general adaptation syndrome, because this is what he basically came up with. And I want to talk about it because I think it's changed in our modern day. And I also want to talk about some things that we can do to actually help us adapt better to these chronic stressors. Okay, so he was basically, let's just call him Dr. Hans. I hope he wouldn't mind him. He's the father of stress. He was a Hungarian endocrinologist and the first to give a real scientific explanation for biological stress. And, you know, I think sometimes we use words like stress, like, oh, I'm so stressed, or we use it all over the place. But he gave that scientific explanation, and he actually borrowed the term stress from physics to describe an organism's physiological response to perceived stressful events in the environment. So, you know, you can like have a piece of board, right? And you put stress on it, and it's going to have to respond. So if it's a small, thin piece of board, it's probably going to bend a little bit. But remember, we're talking about us. We're talking about we as organisms, okay? So he really eloquently explained his stress model based on physiology and psychobiology. And this was the general adaptation syndrome, stating that an event that threatens an organism, all right, so think about us and things that we really feel threatened by. I mean, financial issues, unresolved emotional issues, relationship issues. Shoot, sometimes not getting a parking space can be one of those stressors. But an event that stresses an organism, well-being, I should say, okay, is a stressor. And it leads to basically three sort of bodily responses in different stages. And I want to go through them. So first, it's the alarm stage. Now, upon us perceiving the stressor, and that's really important. I want you to know that about stress. It can be real or it can be perceived. In fact, based on who you are, if another person had the same identical life situation that you have and you feel stressed about it, they might not, right? So we can perceive stress all the time. Sometimes stressors that aren't even there. Sometimes, like, I have a friend who overthinks things too much, and then all of a sudden there's problems when, guess what? There never was. And she has created a stressor. So stage number one, it's the alarm stage. Upon perceiving the stressor, the body reacts with that lovely fight or flight, or what I call the sympathetic do loop. And it's the sympathetic nervous system, and that's part of the overall autonomic nervous system. There's two parts, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, but this is that sympathetic part that's stimulated, and many of the body's resources are mobilized to basically meet the threat or danger, because your body, even if you think you're just trying to balance your checkbook, doesn't know any better. It might, you know, very well think that you are running from a bear. It goes into fight or flight. And I can tell you this, have you ever almost gotten in a car accident or somebody scared you? Now, nothing really happened, right? First of all, you didn't get into a car accident. And then somebody going boo wasn't really harmful to you. But do you know that feeling afterwards, that shakiness? That is, the body has, forget about it. They didn't know that the car was going to hit you. They didn't know that your friend was just being a jerk and saying boo. Your body. Your body responded. And that epinephrine, is that shaky part, those resources. Your body just got you ready to run like the Dickens or stay there and fight this thing off. Okay, stage number two, resistance, okay? So the body resists and compensates. Your body is amazing. And sometimes what I see as chronic disease in my office is actually chronic compensation, not constipation. It's chronic compensation, that the body is actually chronically compensating because there's something that's chronically going on. So the body resists and compensates as the parasympathetic. Okay, now that's the opposite. That's where we rest and relax and repair. The parasympathetic nervous system attempts to return many of those physiological functions to normal levels while the body focuses resources against the stressor and remains on alert. Okay, so your body is constantly, always 100% trying to take care of you. It's really, that's what it's doing. And then the third stage, this is it, it's exhaustion. Here's the big caveat. If the stressor or stressors continue beyond the body's capacity to compensate or adapt, the resources definitely, for sure, become exhausted, and the body is then susceptible to disease and death. That is what I see all the time. Seriously, like, I'm going into my 15th year of practice, and I am convinced that the traditional definition of stress, simply geared towards a physical event or a mental state requiring the body to respond, you know what? It just doesn't cut it anymore. These stressors, I got to tell you, as I said, they are multiple, they're confounded, and they are chronic. And making issues worse is the way I see patients, actually, and I know friends and family, because we talk, I see patients choosing to respond to their perception of stress. Their increased use of alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, sugar, and energy drinks. I mean, in response to dealing with everyday stressors is, guess what? It's creating an even more stressful situation in the body. It is a vicious cycle. And so whether that stress is acute or chronic, perceived as good or bad, or it is passive or active, the response by our bodies is intended to preserve life. It is a survival mechanism. And guess what? My take home for this segment, we don't want to be in survival anymore. We want to go from surviving to thriving. All right. That's why you got to keep listening to my show and all the shows on Radio MD. But so here's what happens. A healthy human stress response involves many components, you know, and Dr. Cellier, he really portrayed this. First, the brain initiates one of the most immediate responses, signaling the adrenal glands. Those are your stress glands. A lot of people know about adrenal fatigue, but that's because we're using them too much, right? So basically, that's the epinephrine, norepinephrine. Then the hypothalamus and pituitary, those are parts of your brain that activate another part of the adrenal. That releases cortisol. So you've got the brain telling the adrenals, not only epinephrine, norepinephrine, those catecholamines, but get cortisol out there. We've got to fight the stress. All right, it's followed by your nervous system initiating behavioral like responses, alertness, focus, reduction of pain receptors basically happens. So then you got to understand what else happens too. The sympathetic nervous system kicks into increased heart rate, blood pressure. You got the glucose all the way to your extremities so you can run or fight. Your digestive process completely slow down. So do your ability to have a libido or any sort of idea of procreation. You know, forget it. Your body's like, hey, yeah, I think survival first, reproduction second, because it's a very optimistic function. Okay, so you think about our modern day, you think about how many women are having a hard time holding on to a pregnancy or getting pregnant in the first place. We've got to look at our overarching stresses. Okay, so once that stressful situation is passed, the brain signals response to be turned off. But here's the problem. If we do not get into our natural thing of recovery, we are in trouble. And this is what I see. We are not getting into the recovery. The exhaustion phase goes on forever and ever and ever. So here's my take home. We've got to get from surviving to thriving. We have to stop just the old definition of stress and the new one. And we got to be able to every day get yourself into a parasympathetic place. Where do you unburden? Where do you rest, relax, repair? That's what you have to do. It's not going to be quantity. It's got to be quality for you every day. For me, it's being on this radio show. All right. I get to talk to y'all. But for you, pick it out. Do it. 30 to 60 seconds. I don't care. Just get it started. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.